I surged to my feet, and my sidearm was in my hand before I registered pulling it. Ray's hand was on my arm. You can't. There's no warrant yet. There's probable cause. We don't know she's in there. I'm going, Ray. I stayed low to make myself a smaller target for anyone in the house who could be looking to fire on me from any of the many windows on this side of the house. The sound of Ray moving behind me was drowned out by the crackling of my earpiece comms coming to life. Team 3, hold your position. Captain Curran's voice sounded so loud, it was like she was standing right next to me. I kept moving, tucking up against the house to the side of the back door with Ray on the other side looking panicked and uncertain. I didn't have time to worry about the consequences of my actions. Soren, Keller, return to your position. That is an order. Angela's voice was strained in an effort not to yell. I knew that voice all too well. Be cool. Be cool. The door handle turned easily. It was open. I locked eyes with Ray, who was shaking his head frantically. The hell you think you're doing, Soren? Monroe hissed over comms.
What is going on?
Lyons muttered through the earpiece.
Captain, please advise.
Soren, goddammit, stand down! Angela finally roared in my ear. I pulled the earpiece and let it hang before holding up my hand, counting down from 3. Ray's glare was hateful, but he'd have my back. I whipped the door open and stepped in, elbows tucked in and my Glock 19 close to my body. Heart drumming against my ribcage, my breathing deep and even. Sweat trickled down my temple. No more time to think about it. Ray's hand on my shoulder let me know he was behind me, and we moved through the kitchen as one. It was spotless. The empty cabinet stood open, and the smell of bleach hung in the air. The wood floors in the dining room were battered, but so clean they squeaked. Same with the walls. The house had been scrubbed. We moved through the house wordlessly, clearing each room, kitchen, dining, living, and 2 bedrooms. It didn't take long. The bathroom door was ajar, and I glanced at Ray, who gave me a quick nod. I opened the door and sucked in a sharp breath. I could smell her before I saw her. The stench of unwashed body and illness. Sky was in the bathtub, fully clothed, the same tattered clothes she was wearing when I saw her last. One filthy, colorless arm dangled over the side, and her legs splayed out, the bare soles of her feet black. Her head tilted to rest on her shoulder, her filmy eyes partially open, and frothy blood staining her chin and shirt. Fuck no, Sky. I holstered my weapon and dropped to my knees beside her. No, 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 no. Help me, Ray. I tried to get a grip around her and get her out, but her lifeless body just slipped limply through my arms and settled back in the tub. Ray's hand came down on my shoulder.
Lucky. She's gone.